Hi everyone, this is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible, so here I am. Nancy Bott, hi there. How has the start of your year been? We're excited to announce that our Centerville office will be open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays starting in February. Kimberly Senra and hearing instrument specialists will be helping patients on Wednesdays. Of course, no matter which location you're closest to, at Duncan Hearing Healthcare, we are one team. We are on your team and want the best for you and your hearing needs, whether you visit another location or continue your care at one office. All our staff will get you the best care we can. If your hearing aids need some TLC, please book your cleaning appointment sooner rather than later so that we can stay ahead of issues that may arise and keep our clinic running smoothly. Thank you. If you need any help, have any questions, or want to ensure that your hearing devices are optimized for 2026, then we're here to help every step of the way. Have a great February. Roses are red, violets are blue. Duncan Hearing has a special invitation for you. February is the month of love, so this feels like the right time to share something meaningful. Marriage is hard enough when communication is easy. Add hearing loss and the strain can quietly grow. Hearing loss often goes unnoticed because most people don't test their hearing regularly. Instead, action is taken only when problems become obvious. By then, opportunities to protect long-term hearing health are often missed. Regular hearing checks catch changes early, reduce long-term impact, and protect relationships. You already know how important those are. As a Valentine's gesture, you're encouraged to give a loved one the ultimate gift, an invitation to have their hearing assessed. Bring them in for a quick check to ensure that their hearing health is optimized for 2026 and beyond. And while you're here, your hearing devices will be professionally cleaned and checked too. Whether it's for a partner, parent, sibling, or close friend, this simple act of care can make a real difference. Meet Alan, staying connected to what matters. Alan's hearing loss began at an early age, and it was something he struggled with for many years before he sought treatment. He recalls, "I was a young age of 8 when I first noticed. However, throughout the years, my hearing got worse." It turns out embarrassment was a huge contributor to his hesitancy, and this embarrassment remained even after he was fitted with hearing aids. Alan says, "I was embarrassed at first of having OTE devices, so I got IITE devices." When Alan came to Duncan Hearing Healthcare, the team helped Alan to view hearing aids in a different light. He says, "Duncan Hearing gave me options. However, they allowed me to see the difference in devices and the benefits it would have for me, allowing me to get over my embarrassing fears." Now, Alan is thankful for his hearing aids and says, "I don't do anything without them." Alan gives Duncan Hearing Healthcare a 10 out of 10 rating. When asked what he would say to others in a similar situation, Alan replies, "I would say allow them to show you the difference in your hearing based off of what they know. They changed my life with the advice given." Stories like Alan's are a beautiful reminder that hearing care isn't just about hearing sounds better. It's about living life more fully. If someone close to you might benefit from reading this, feel free to share it with them. We'd love to help them. Love-themed quiz, just for fun. 1. In The Princess Bride, what is Wesley's famous repeated line to Buttercup? A. "You're my destiny." B. "As you wish." C. "I will always love you." 2. Which singer's hit song includes the lyric, "Take my hand, take my whole life too"? A. Elvis Presley. B. Frank Sinatra. C. Stevie Wonder. 3. In ancient Roman tradition, Cupid is the son of which goddess? A. Diana. B. Juno. C. Venus. Stick around till the end of this newsletter to find out how you did. And fun days to celebrate in February. February 5th, Chocolate Fondue Day. Grab your favorite fruits and treats because today is all about the art of dipping everything into a fountain of melted chocolate. February 9th, clear out your computer day. Give your digital life a breath of fresh air by deleting those old downloads and finally organizing that cluttered desktop. February 17th, random act of kindness. Day, brighten someone's afternoon with a small, unexpected gesture, whether it's buying a coffee for a stranger or sending a quick thank you note. February 26th, tell a fairy tale day. Once upon a time, there was a holiday to celebrate fairy tales. Let your imagination run wild today by sharing a classic story with a friend or colleague. When hearing loss starts affecting your career, Scott didn't realize how much hearing loss was affecting his work until one moment made it impossible to ignore. In this blog, we share how modern hearing aids helped him regain confidence, clarity, and control in his professional life. Read Scott's story and see how hearing care can support your career on the blog section of our website. Always here for you. By partnering with our local business, you trust in our ability to do more than your average clinic. We make sure to spend ample time with each patient that comes to visit us to ensure they get the best care possible, no matter what they need to succeed. For an example close to home, a patient with hearing aids that we've worked with encouraged a member of their family to get their hearing assessed with us, and they're now getting fitted and programmed for hearing devices. They said they probably would not have made an appointment unless she recommended us. The power of a recommendation speaks volumes, especially in healthcare. If you ever need help, have a question, or just want to check in on your hearing, please know my team and I are always here for you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any questions, just reach out, call 508-938-8915. Wishing you a warm and love-filled February. Speak soon, Katie Messier. P.S. The quiz answers. 1. B. As You Wish. 2. A. Elvis Presley. 3. C. Venus. How did you do?